Last year alone, the Broward County Housing Council counted more than 2,300 homeless people living inside county lines. So the civic and business group Tower Forum hosted a panel. The goal was for local business people to hear what's being done at the county level and get inspired to find solutions for homelessness. Broward County Commissioner Nan Rich moderated the panel.
We're focused on best practices right now, which is housing first, getting people rapid rehousing, getting them into housing with support services.
The timing of this panel is not without its relevance. If the new federal tax reform plan passes and goes into effect, resources like Section 8 housing and housing and urban development programs at local levels will be impacted. That's what panelist Michael Wright says. He's an administrator for Broward's Homeless Initiative Partnership.
Without all of that funding at the federal level, it's all going to get pushed to the local level because the folks are still need the assistance.
Just this week, the Broward Commission approved a resolution to partner with the organization Covenant House Florida. Now, up to 24 more beds a day will be funded by the county for Broward's homeless kids and teens. I'm Katie Switalski in Fort Lauderdale.